We've got an inspirational human in our midst, in our region right now. He's currently 36 kilometres north of Gympie, and his name's Fen Dog. Fen Diggity Dog. Morning, Matty Fennell.
Good morning. How you going?
Look, we are wonderful. We've been chatting about you all morning. A wonderful member of our Gympie Zinc family, Trish, yeah. She alerted us to your situation. Tell us what you're doing.
That's fantastic. Look, if I could just start by saying that many people have said to me along this journey that you're going to inspire people and there's people going to be talking about you that you'll never actually hear about. And just to hear this and the fact that we've actually now got in contact, but the fact that there's people that are supporting me in the background that I don't even know about is fantastic. Where do I start?
Well,
so
you're walking. You've got a big walk on the go at the moment.
Yeah. I've got a bit of a big walk. I think I've done 20 something k's this morning already. I started at 4 o'clock this morning. I did a bit of a shorter one yesterday because I was in Brisbane, so I got a lift into Brisbane. I paused the walk just north of Tyro.
Okay.
And I had the opportunity to hand over $25,000 to the Black Dog Institute, which is what I've raised so far.
Absolute champion.
Yeah, well, I guess the idea behind that is too that to give people a bit of faith in that they're donating to a cause, that the money is going to go to the cause, and 100% not for profit. And I've preached it since I started, and I'm just baking proof in the pudding that that's exactly what's happening. So hopefully that entices a lot more people to want to be donating to me, and the safety that the money is going to the charity that I've nominated. So,
well, why Black Dog, though, Matty? Why Black Dog? Has it affected someone you've known along the way?
Oh, myself for sure, mate. Like, right. It's myself and people that I've lived with. I've had this conversation many, many times in the last, probably about 3 years now. But just, it's affected me personally. I lost a mate last year to a medical issue, but then his partner chose to leave this plane 5 weeks after he passed away.
Mm.
So, It's very, very close to my extremely close to my. I was speaking to her on the phone an hour and a half before she left. So it affects everyone, and from what I'm doing now and obviously putting myself in the public eye and the people that are coming up to me and telling me their stories, it really does affect absolutely everyone. It doesn't matter how much money you got, how much money you don't have, what sex, what nationality, what country you come from. It affects absolutely everyone. So that gives me more drive to push harder, and the walk being a metaphor for battling adversity, it's literally one step at a time, whether it be baby steps, as long as we're moving forward. I mean, some days I've only managed 10 Ks, other days I've managed 131. So it's a matter of
one foot in front of the other,
absolutely,
mate, every day.
I tell you what, I just spoke to one of my mates. I speak to my mates, every now and then. I hadn't actually spoken to this mate in probably about a month. And I rang him, and he's just had an issue in, like, relationship-wise, and he's had to separate from the partner he had. And the fact that I rang him this morning, and this happened yesterday, it's like, whoa. It's pretty crazy, the things that are happening to me and how everything's working on the journey. But ask and you shall receive, and put yourself out there and things will happen.
That's it. Well, that's the universe telling you you're on the right path. And your path is a huge one. For those that don't know, Matty, a.k.a. Fendog, is walking all the way from Cape York. You started back in July, didn't you?
That's correct, 13th of July.
That's it. And he's heading down to the Southeast Cape, the most southern point of Tassie. I'm presuming you're obviously not doing the swim.
Well, you know what? If I could swim that hard and I can't swim it so hard to bash that, I'd probably give it a crack, to be honest. But there's lots of variables when it comes to 250-kilometre stretch of water. So, it'll be. I'll be jumping on the big pink can that is
the Spirit of Tasmania.
Or I might be lucky enough to get a private yacht transfer. That's something we're trying to manifest at the moment. But, and I'm also going via the geographical most east of Australia via Cape Byron as well.
Awesome.
So it's me hitting the coast all the way down, short of doing some of the, like, I won't be delving into the sunny coast, but if people on the sunny coast want to come out and see me, I'm happy to do that. But, it's like, people say, it's only a half-hour drive in. I'm like, that's like a 3 to 4 hour walk.
Yeah, it's a long walk, especially when your runners are wearing out too, Maddie. Good on
you,
brother.
Yes, you're doing an amazing job. Jump onto his GoFundMe page, Cape to Cape for a Life Worth Living. He's raised nearly $29,000 so far and hoping to raise $250,000. So you're an absolute champion, Maddie Fennell, a.k.a. Fendog. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning. And you will be walking through Gympie. What time the Savo?
I just looked at the map then before. I should be in Gympie by about 4 or 5 this afternoon.
Okay.
And I'll be heading off really early in the morning, but through you guys, I think there's a local paper that wanted to catch up with me as well. So yep. What you guys have already done for me is letting people know, and maybe that's why the horn's been getting honked.
There you go. Yeah, that's probably why. On you, Maddie. Thank you so much for chatting with us, man.